It was September 17, 2011, when Occupy Wall Street launched its nationwide movement. Occupiers prided themselves that they didn't have a leader or a specified mission. Their goal was to close the widening social gap. Protesters set camp throughout public squares in every major city. Occupy Los Angeles got off the ground in October of that year, but leaders of the LA branch still remember the movement's accomplishments and failures. Claire Moss was a member of Occupy LA's Resources Committee and helped manage the movement's finances.
I remember taking donations from moms who they were taking care of their kids and they couldn't come down and protest with us. When you're looking at the numbers of people who cared about what was going on, it was an immense number of people, and I don't even know how you'd go about measuring the impact.
The movement famously fizzled out in the end of 2011, but Occupy LA is still active. The difference now is that, with the end of encampments, Occupy's focus is mostly online. New movements were also born from Occupy LA. One example is Occupy Fight Foreclosures, which uses education and outreach to bring attention to the nationwide foreclosure crisis. Most Occupy LA marches now follow specific current events, like the Zimmerman trial verdict and environmental news. Today, Occupy protesters around the country return to the spots where they first pitched their tents. In New York, where the movement began, tens of thousands have gathered around Zuccotti and Washington Square Park. For now, Occupy LA plans to look forward by finishing what it started and keeping the conversation going.
I can't see any real change in policy. I mean, there are some discussions that are positive, but did we achieve changing Citizens United or putting Glass-Steagall back into place? No. And so we can't measure ourselves based on those things, but we can measure ourselves based on whether we got people talking.
Studies show that 6 million Californians still live in poverty. The statistic continues to exceed the rest of the country. Maybe that will give California something to talk about. Asala Sanipour, Annenberg Radio News.